Okay, there was a little mix-up today, but fortunately, Repi told me. I thought we were going to cancel the classes during my retreat, and Repi reminded me. So I'm in the middle of a beautiful retreat here in Puri, and you know, the way that I organize the retreats, the way I organize the retreats is I don't advertise. It's basically, you know, word of mouth. And I guess I do that because it, the people that come are people that, you know, really want to hear from me and Madhavananda. And it's easier to develop a community, you know, where people have the same values. And it's also easier to go deeper. If you advertise, you know, you're selling yourself, then you have to service the people that come according to their needs. And their needs, it may be a little bit more than entertainment than what I want to give here. But it's incredible, and there's nothing in the world like Jagannath Prasad. And Dr. Fakir Mohan was here, the foremost scholar of Gaudiya Vaishnavism at Orissa. He used to come every year. And you know, I asked him to speak about Nam Tattva. He just talked about prasadam. He just said, eat more, go to sleep. He had so much faith in Jagannath Mahaprasad, but the taste is unparalleled. That's all I can say. And there's two people here from Bulgaria who run a kind of like an Ayurvedic health clinic or something like that, and they were shocked when they ate the quality of the cooking and how nutritious and healthy it is. It's very digestible. They don't use any hot spices except ginger and black pepper. It's not oily. They don't use any nightshades, any of the things that are, you know. So it's been, and I've been giving class in the morning of and you know, and we have these beautiful, beautiful laminated, I don't know, what do you call them, Rati? Banners, pictures, all around the veranda, because we're in this retreat center. It's very quiet, Catholic retreat center. Right now we have a courtyard, and this beautiful picture of Jayananda, Mr. Ratiyatri Prabhupada. And then there's one of him taking the cart down Fifth Avenue and waving. Think. Because you can see, you know, you can see in his face, you can read his mind, that triumph. I would say the word is triumph. Triumph of Prabhupada, that Lord Jagannath is riding down Fifth Avenue. And, you know, he was Mr. Jagannath, you know, Mr. Ratiyatra. And the joy in that. And, yeah, one thing also that I'm doing, I can't speak so long today, and I'm very, very sorry. Even my phone is not recharged properly, but one thing I'm doing is with the devotees, I mentioned that, you know, my concept of a retreat is experiential. I know that if you absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness, you know, there'll be an effect. And it's not an intellectual effect. It's an experience, I guess, from the heart. It gives you faith. You actually experience some happiness. And Janavi is here. Led a kirtan that we don't, it's a courtyard. It didn't, there's no roof, but it blew the roof off. And these are all people that contacted me that wanted to come. Kishore from the Mayapuris. course, the Kinchana Krishna have them organize it. And I think we have two of the top five Mridanga players in the world here, Gopal and Gauranga. And, you know, when we went today, Where did we go? We went to Tota Gopinath. And the other day we went to the Jagannath Mandir. And we have these two Mridangas, Madhur, 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 Bhaji, Madhur. The sweetness of the Mridanga, which is an incarnation of Krishna's flute in Gaur Leela. It's just wonderful, actually. And it's a group that basically comes back every year with a few additions. So it's really a gana. It's a group. It's a family. And it becomes a very beautiful community. And, you know, community is so important for Krishna consciousness because we have to be self-overcoming, not self, the soul overcoming, but self, the ego overcoming. And any unit, so you have to belong, to overcome the self, you have to belong to something that's greater than yourself, whether it's humanity, which should be, you know, a brahmacharya or sannyas, or a monastery, or a family, or, you know. So it's so great to be part of a community to help us actually transcend. So, we're really having a nice time in that regard. And one thing, I'm just telling you what I'm doing rather than a class, and hopefully it's interesting. What I've been doing is I've been focusing on, I spoke about this Wednesday, but I think only Gail must have been on that class, that I also this year, besides the experiential objective, I have a learning objective. And that is to learn what culture is and the importance of culture for the success of the unit or community that you're in. And I got this out of a management book, but it's very relevant that you have a mission, the purpose that you do something, why you do something. So let's say we have the Krishna conscious movement. Well, why do we do something? That's our mission, because we want to re-spiritualize humanity. And then there's a vision. Well, what do you do to re-spiritualize me? What are the things you do? And we distribute books, we prasadam, you know, college preaching. And then there's the values or the culture, which says, how you do those things. Like you have book distribution. It's, you know, it's part of the mission. But how do you do it? Do you do it as a shaista and try to, you know, change people up? Do you do it without having conviction in the books because you don't read them? You know, and when you don't do when you don't have a proper culture, proper value system, I was making the point, then what happens is people lose faith in your vision. And it has nothing to do with the vision. It has to do how you're executing the vision, and people lose faith in it. So I was trying, my educational objective is to really hone in on what is the values and the culture it informs. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, and how it applies to the communities and units and things that we have to make them successful, to fulfill our mission. So we're reading that in the CC, and tomorrow I'm going to discuss the story of Shivananda Sena, and when the dog left, he couldn't sleep, So really, a proper culture is responsibility. You know, that when we take dharma, then we fulfill our, and part of dharma, part of our duty is to meet our responsibility. So he had the dog, and you know, it's like kind of, you know, what, taking a dog? We don't even allow dogs in our house. So I'm studying the CC from that perspective, you know, to help, and people are really appreciating it. And what your culture is, it's not what you say, it's what people feel when they're in your community. And I asked the devotees, think of a temple that you really like to go to. What did you feel? And one you don't like to go to, and that's their culture. And the ones you like to go, it's warmth. It's, someone said, at home. Because why wouldn't you feel warmth or at home? Because people didn't have the culture to accept. You know, when you come to culture person's house, they say, this is your house, this is not mine. The concept that actually I'm not the controller, God is. I'm just the watchman of his property. And therefore, I don't really have proprietorship. It's meant for the service of God and others. So that type of conception and culture. To make our mission successful, I also made the point that people leave not because of the mission, why we're doing it, not because of our vision, how we're doing it, but because of our values and what they feel coming in when our culture is not informed by our mission, which would, if we're to re-spiritualize humanity, well, how will we do that? How will we do that? By representing what we feel is the highest philosophy, which is one of love and devotion, action, and how do those values, how are they reflected in your community? How do you establish that? And it was really interesting how people really understand this. What we're lacking is culture. How many places I can think of you go in and you feel cold, unwelcome. And interesting, there's some brahmacharis here and real thing, and wow. And they established a monastery in the Balkans. They established a monastery, and they're very strict brahmacharis. They're like the real thing. But they came to me after the class in the Mahatma to say, how do we develop a culture? Because they say, I don't want to establish and work something that in 1,000 years, you know, I want it to be established for 1,000 years. So you have to have values that become embedded in the institution or the community. That's not dependent on a leader who goes. That's why a lot of times, you know, you have powerful leaders, they go, and there's chaos. But if you see, you know, Prabhupada, he left, but it's still going on. Because he was so strong about what his values are, that he's still there even after he's gone. So, anyway, it's really interesting, and just to see that Vaishnav behavior and really try to assess what is the real essence of that Vaishnava behavior. He wanted to dance. I'm wondering why that bottle is there. Strange. Anyway, our culture is Vaishnavism, where we feel the proprietorship of God. We feel everybody is God's. Servant. I have to say, I'm in this Catholic retreat center, and their culture is really nice based on their Christian values. They're loving us. The place is also clean because it represents Christ. And it's so interesting, this year, the room I'm staying in, they say you can't have that because the Archbishop is staying for your retreat. And the Archbishop, he's in charge of all Catholics in Orissa. That's 45 churches, Catholic churches, and 1,500,000 people. And I'm really impressed with him. He's from a tribal caste. So that's also a nice Christian value. You have to appreciate it that, you know, there's an equality of people. Not based on social, you know, divisions. But he just said, you're our brothers. We're in the same mission. And he's hearing all the kirtans because he's staying here. And so it's just been a, you know, an interesting time. I guess I can go just for a few more minutes because I'm stepping out from the kirtan. Our Gita Nagari is leading the kirtan, who's doing a wonderful job leading the Harinam in Mayapur. They do Harinam every day around the campus. Our Rati Krishna is here. He's in the room now, also listening to the class. Jai Sri Radhe is helping me manage, doing a wonderful job, working with Mahavananda and Krishna Kun. Michael Chiregno, he's also here. So it's been very enlivening. And it's only the second day, but it's quite wonderful. I really have to go now. I didn't know I was going to give class today, but Rati informed me. Would anybody like to say hello today? That's all I can give.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Bo. Great to hear from you.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you for some beautiful gems in there, and we hope you have a wonderful retreat.
It really is. I mean, when Janavi was leading, and Kishore on the flute, and Gopal and Garanga on the Madanga, and
nice.
It's really creating a community. Yeah. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Malati.
Malati, Hare Krishna. We'll call you next week when I get back from the retreat in Vrindavan. We'll talk. Okay, who else? One person before.
Wonderful.
Say hello. Who is that?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Great. Thank you.
Who is that? Who is that?
Great. Thank you, Maharaj. It was very inspiring.
Oh, thank you. Okay, great. Thank you, Hanan and Sarit. Anybody else?
Gail here, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Bo, what a surprise. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Nanda Dulao.
Nanda Dulao, wow. You'd love this retreat, Nanda Dulao.
Yes, Maharaj.
This is Hare
Krishna. Yeah, thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna. Henry here.
Henry. Hi, Bo. Yes. I was mentioning Jamuna today when I stayed in her house because I was talking about, for some reason, one of my favorite subjects is how, oh, yeah, when Krishna enters in Vrindavan, all his senses are stimulated out of love and how Vrindavan moves. And I talked about cooking, how that expresses love. And the time when I stayed over your house for the 20th anniversary of Bun Bihari, and Jamuna cooked oatmeal in the morning. And it was such loving, perfect oatmeal. You know, I still remember that oatmeal. Cooked by love. Okay, anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Gopa Kishore.
Gopa, Hare Krishna, we'll see you soon in February, right?
Hare
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Anybody else? Okay, you want to go and listen to the kirtan for a few minutes, and then I'll say goodbye, okay? Okay, ready?
Rama, O Rama, Hare
I tried my best. Okay, I have to go now. Thank you all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.